Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So what would you do? Here's a scenario. This happened in our family yesterday. So Sean had to get tires on his car. He ended up getting a bubble in his tires. And there was time to get them anyhow because the tread was getting low. And He's out in State College working now. So he went to a local place out there. It's not a chain or anything like that.
Now, he's been to this place before.
Yeah, this guy looked at his car one other time and said, I can't really help you and fix it because he was having an issue with the steering.
This guy, remember he had the issue? But it had to have been. And the guy charged him like $98 for looking at it, but not doing work.
That's the guy.
Okay.
So that's the guy.
So let's just,
that's awesome.
Let's just set this
great
stage.
Right.
Okay.
So here's the deal. They told him for the two tires and an oil change he was getting done, it was going to be $460. Mm-hmm. Tires are expensive, you know, so they were close to $200 each. When he went to go pick up the car, the guy's like, oh, yeah, we ran into a couple of things, couple of issues along the way. It took longer, so the number jumped up to $540.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome. You know, without telling him about that prior to him getting there. You know, what is he going to do? He goes and pays. The guy did tell him, no, he gave him free windshield washer fluid.
Gee, thanks.
Him. That's awesome.
What a deal.
Like, that's unbelievable.
But it gets better. And you tell me if I did the right thing as a parent here. When he looked at his, because he didn't initially look at the bill afterwards, and he gets, you know, back to his radio station, and he happened to look at the bill. The bill was only for $360. The guy entered the wrong numbers.
Wait a minute. Like what he charged, not the actual, the bill was for $5-something, but he
right,
charged
but on
him
the, on his credit card, $360 instead of $540. I don't know how you make that mistake, but that's a great mistake to make. Sean, you know, we shot him to be very honest, and he called, and he's like, what do I do? Do I tell the guy he made a mistake? And I'm like,
nope, you know, normally you take the discount.
Yeah, normally I would, but that he upcharged you $100
and not telling you? That's karma coming back to bite that guy.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that's how the problem
I'm
ends.
I'm feeling that this is going to come around and screw you over somehow.
Everything
I just
does,
don't
Freddy.
Think that you are getting ahead one bit.
Please. Sean actually read it incorrectly. It was $3,000.
Definitely. Trust me. You are going to come back with a story a couple weeks from now.
Remember what I was telling you about when we went to the thing? In the garage.
Jesse, like, what you just said, I'm going to have my wife check right now. Maybe it was $3,600.
Although she's not the most reliable source. Lately.
He made another charge on it. I don't know, man. I just picture that scene in National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase standing there at the garage asking the mechanic, how much is that going to cost? And the mechanic looking at him with a very confident smile saying, well, what do you got? He goes, well, what do you mean? Well, what do you got in your wallet? Well, you can't do that. I'm going to call the sheriff. And the guy flashes the badge, and he happens to be the sheriff as well.
Oh, yeah, small town.
So whatever you have on your credit card, whatever you have in your wallet, is what it's going to cost.
Am I doing the right thing by telling them to keep it? What can we do?
No, there's an easy way to solve his situation there with the credit card.
What's that?
Turn around and just cancel that credit card and get a new one.
Wow, you're brutal.
That's good. I like that.
Then you wouldn't ever have to worry about getting charged on it.
Yeah, just don't show his face near that mechanic ever, right?
Yep.
I'm sure he tried to get a deal and said, you know who I am? I'm Chewy, and here's where I work.
No, he doesn't. He's not like me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.